Teachers Off Duty. If you've never joined us before, my name is Rebecca Rogers. I'm R. Rogers World on all social media platforms.
My name is Tel Williams, or Mr. Williams Pre-K on all social media.
My name is Honest Teacher Vibes, also known as Bree Richardson. My name is Honest Teacher Vibes.
My name is Honest Teacher Vibes.
I'm so tired, I can't remember my own name.
My alias is Bree Richardson.
Okay, also follow me on YouTube, because my YouTube sucks and they all have a lot of followers on YouTube. Follow me on YouTube. Okay, the Lord gonna bless you.
My name is Lauren Woolley, Mrs. Woolley in fifth on all platforms.
At least you remembered your name.
I almost didn't for a second.
I don't know what my brain was doing. I was like, what we were supposed to say first?
That's like, okay. That's like a Yoda moment.
Sleepy.
I struggled last episode, so you can struggle this episode.
Lauren Woolley, a.k.a. L. Wools on all... No.
Oh, my God.
Who?
L. Wools?
L. Wools. I'm joking. It's like an alias, people.
I was really confused for a second.
They're sleepy. They need to wake up.
If you are not someone that scrolls on social media, we profusely apologize for constantly speaking in TikTok trends.
No, we don't. I ain't sorry.
Right.
We're sorry, but we're also not sorry. If you're really confused, it's probably a TikTok trend. Like, most likely, that's what's happening.
Surprise!
Shawty!
Okay, so this episode, we talked about staff meetings.
Oh, yeah.
We dreaded
staff meetings. So dreaded, we didn't even want to tell you what the episode was about.
Listen, you can be in a good mood when you get to school because you walk in and see your name is not on the sub list and you ain't got to cover a class. But then halfway through the day, you get that email to say, y'all got a staff meeting at the school. Instant attitude. I'm mad at everybody.
That's always 100%. The worst part of the day. At our school, we always did meetings on Monday. And I just remember, like, anytime there was a staff meeting, I remember vividly thinking, like, oh my God, we're almost through the day. Can't wait to go home. And then my teacher, Bestie, would be like, you know, we got that staff meeting. He's got the smile because he knows that I forgot. And I'm like,
dude, I always forget. I'd be in my car halfway to my house. You know we had a staff meeting. Tell him I had explosive diarrhea and I had to go home. Right. Do you want me to poop at the staff meeting?
I'm really glad that Not about that.
Glad I pooped? What kind of best friend are you?
No, I didn't even, like, what you said didn't even process in my head until after. And I was like, oh crap.
I'd just be saying stuff. Oh, you almost said a bad word. Say it.
No.
Say what you need to say.
That's not a TikTok
trend. What you need to say. Oh, but snapped off beat. Black people ain't never been off beat like that. I must be real sleepy.
I'm really glad that a lot of schools, like I'm seeing a lot of schools kind of get with the program of, like, from COVID up, oh, that can be an email, or maybe we can do virtual staff meetings.
Oh, absolutely.
If you're going back to doing in-person staff meetings, I hate you. I do.
She's talking to the admin, not the teachers.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. She don't really hate y'all.
No,
please, teachers, go to the staff meetings you're required to go to. Like, don't just.
No, if you are planning in-person staff meetings because you think that'll boost morale, I hate you. Like, I just do.
I'm so sorry. Staff meeting has never boosted morale, nor has an icebreaker or morning yoga beforehand.
Why are you trying to give me an icebreaker to the other department? I never come in contact with them.
Ooh, so, okay, again, I like talking about my old school because it had issues.
And you don't work that no more, style boom.
And I'm not there anymore, so I can talk about it. So my old school, we had a staff meeting every day.
No.
No, you didn't.
I'm not even exaggerating.
Are you lying to me?
Every day in the morning.
I will throw the pillow.
It's like they were trying to set us off before those kids got there.
How long?
So I had to be at school at 7:40.
What time did school
start? And then we had
a
staff meeting until 8:30 when the kids got there.
No, you did not.
So we went from 7:40 to 8:30.
What
the kids
the
got there
about?
And we just had to be on and start teaching.
Every
what
single
was the
day.
Meeting about?
Every day. So on Mondays, there were scheduled meetings. So on Mondays, it was the principal's meeting. So the principal would come in and give us an agenda and talk about a bunch of crap for about the 40 minutes. And It never, without fail, every Monday, they always had some kind of, like, our school did CASEL, if any of you out there do CASEL, it's like social emotional learning lessons and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Our principal would take us, grown adults, and make us do some CASEL lessons every now and then.
No.
Like, though I vividly remember the one lesson she took out this big crate of, like, those, what are those, like, big, huge Legos?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know what they're called, but she grabbed those.
Mega blocks
or whatever, and, like, gave everybody a mega block, and she was like, okay, you have to go and find somebody with a mega block that's like yours, and then you need to discuss three things they don't know about you. And I'm like, No one wants to be doing this right now. I could be planning literally everything I'm going to do this week.
Why do they always take away our planning time for stupid stuff
then
like that?
Then on Tuesdays, we had ELA training. On Wednesdays, we had math training. On Thursdays, we had TBT. And then on like our teacher-based teams. Teacher-based teams. We had to like go, and it was very formal. The state would sit in on them every now and then.
No,
it was a team of teachers from like not only your grade level, but like also an arts like teacher would be in there, and like but we would always focus on just data, and it was so it was the worst. And then on Friday we had Friday planning time in the morning off, but it was every week.
That's terrible.
It was.
I would
literally
dread going to work if you had a meeting every
day. Oh, we did.
Every day I had a meeting. I don't think I could muster up the courage to get out of bed.
If your school is an academic emergency or whatever.
Oh, that's right, your first school was.
Then you're probably doing the same thing.
I could never see Mississippi schools doing that.
It's like make a plan and work a plan. You have to,
it was a state thing.
You have to say, we're going to improve our school by this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. And then...
So we're going to improve our school by tormenting our teachers. Giving them no time to plan. And we're going to take any time to plan and make them go to a meeting.
An hour early from school just to learn three facts about Martha. I do not care about Martha.
Did you guys ever have to do... So we had to go back because it was a federal... Head Start's a federal program, so you have federal laws. Mm-hmm. Bizarre. Change. They change every year. And so you have to go through...
How do laws change every year?
The federal laws, because they amend them and they revise them. So it could be like your kids are supposed to brush their teeth for 20 minutes, and then they were like, actually it's 15 now, and they have to by law
brush their teeth for 20 minutes.
Every
your teeth gonna fall
20
out.
20 full minutes.
Hold on, now you're joking.
Okay, you can't play with me like that. Because
I thought you was for real.
I was like,
these are the standards.
I need to go to the dentist because I do not brush
just
my teeth
like
for 20 minutes.
Just like the elevator at the Airbnb, you haven't made me think I believed you for a half second.
Just put on Netflix and watch a Criminal Minds episode the entire time you brush your teeth.
So they do this, and you have to by law then sit there and go through each of the laws so that they can say, you all knew them, we read them to you. Okay, so the first, before going back to school, you were mandated 2 weeks of meetings all day in the gym, all day. And they try to do fun stuff, so sometimes they actually got like decent speakers, but for the most part it is 7 hours of this all day. And they would do things like, we're going to play bingo, so everyone look at your thing and find someone in the room whose favorite color is purple. And I was like, I'm not. So I'd walk up to someone. I was like, is your favorite color purple? She's like, no. I'm like, cool.
Okay, done.
It is now. Like, I'm not doing
that. Don't you love how we ask the kids to work in groups, but then when we have to do group work, we're 100%. Like, I'm not doing that.
That's beneath me.
Yeah. See, but like, when we tell the kids work in group work, we're like, okay, do this like academic thing for like school. They want us to like get to know Jane and Susan. I don't need new friends.
I don't need to get to know
no new friends.
This isn't speed dating for school, people.
Sorry, but like you paired me with the teacher that's 40 years older than me. What are we supposed to talk about?
Right,
hey, hold up. Come, Miss Peggy, be cool. Miss Peggy will hook you up with no breakfast business.
I will say, like, one of my favorite people at my old school, Peggy, like, bro. I was, how old was I worked at? 24,
that guy.
And then he's 75.
He was cool.
Love him more than life. Like a one in a million.
Yeah.
Not all of them can be a gem of a human being like that. I don't need to know all of the Martha's favorite hobbies.
Peggy bringing
mine was
biscuits.
A bell curve.
All of the Martha's.
All of the Martha's. The Marys and the Martha's. Like,
all of the Marys. I don't want.
Forget Mary, man.
Gretchen. You cool. I'll learn about your facts any day.
I
got Gretchen at my school.
Do you ever get in trouble sitting beside someone during a staff meeting?
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, you've got it. Oh,
there's certain people I walk in, I'm like, I ain't sitting by you.
I can't.
What is wrong? I guess y'all don't have a good poker face.
Oh, no.
I ain't got no poker face.
I'll send you a text about what's going on, and then do this till you open it. Because I know it's gonna be funny. I sent you a meme, and you haven't opened it. I'm like.
No, so this is what I do. I like when I hear some outrageous thing that admin's saying in this meeting, I'll be sitting there like looking at my phone. I'll text my whoever I'm texting, and then I like keep glancing at them until I see them open my text. And like the person I'm sending the message to, and I'm like, oh my God, did you just hear what she said? And I'm like,
No, for the
like
for the,
waiting. I'm like, open your text. I'm like, funny. Trying to telepathically right. make her pick up
I know
up
you're
her phone.
As bored as I am, and you're looking at your
right,
phone.
Right.
Did you not like the last couple years when we had virtual meetings, whether they were like school wide staff meetings or department meetings? My teacher bestie and I would literally go to his room, put both of our computers on mute so they couldn't hear us roast the crap out of whoever was talking, and that have snacks. So like we would pop popcorn. We would have pretzels.
Did
like
you have your cameras on?
No. Oh.
Hey, virtual. Absolutely hey, not. virtual staff meetings got some people caught up for real. Yeah. You done called your principal an idiot and said maybe this ain't the career for him. He needs to go work at Target. Miss Richardson, your mic is not muted. Yeah. Well, it's been a real 100%. Career. Guess it's time to retire.
I have literally, and also teachers like had it. Yeah, so we started having because we couldn't, we weren't all supposed to convene into one room, even though we were in person, we wouldn't have staff meetings in person. It'd be Zoom.
Right.
And
so annoying.
My favorite thing
so
ever annoying. Was like,
I'm like, you're 10 feet away from
me. Rick, we can't just do, yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, the 10 feet. So we they'd be like, on Thursday night, everyone log into Zoom at 7 p.m. and we're going to do a staff meeting from 7 to 8. And so there would be teachers 7 p.m. after school.
No.
We would sign on. And we would do staff meeting from 7 to 8, and then we'd be done on Zoom though at home. And it was so funny because you know I like love to like really push the boundaries. Mm-hmm. I would never even do like I will never forget this.
I could picture Tel showing up,
and I was like, "Oh my god!" Like, and I was like, generally, I was like, "You can't." Can you do that? Because I know that we had some time during like the thick of COVID. We were out for like
into
maybe 6 weeks, and we did not do virtual teaching. We were just there was no school for 6 weeks,
right?
And so as colleagues who we all got along, we're like, "Do you guys want to do like just like a Zoom happy hour?" And some people did not realize that a Zoom happy hour among colleagues is not the same as a staff meeting, a professional staff. And I was like, "You better put that down." And Mr. Williams won't do it.
See, but
wrong
I could picture
babes.
Tell like if Tell and I taught at the same school and we had a staff meeting virtually. I could picture him being spiteful and just like showing up in like a fishnet crop top and like a wine glass.
Oh no, my goal is to make you
and,
break
like,
during that meeting.
Like some bomb
makeup going on. Oh yeah. No,
I'm
my
like,
goal
Mr.
is
Mr. Williams got it going on right now. I want to go to that staff meeting.
I'm sending you every gif, every meme that they say something, I'm sending it to our group chat and I'm just sitting there waiting for someone to laugh in front of them and be like, excuse me? We're talking about class pets dying and I'm just like some pet cemetery memes.
Oh,
no, it is. It is. It is.
It's a game for him. You know it.
It is.
I love it.
Or have you ever had a staff meeting when you know the staff meeting was called for either a specific group or one person, but they had to do the polite thing?
I'm like, if you're a chicken, just say that then.
We just had this talk at my school because I'm on the building leadership team and we literally just said.
She's a perfect teacher.
Stop it.
She really is.
No, we just said like, okay, we're tired of hearing. You know, because I know sometimes it's hard to just call out the person, but we're tired of hearing these blanket statements of we need to do blah, 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 or you need this or whatever. And we were like, just, you know, the other people are doing what we need to do.
Right.
Call the person out.
And everybody knows who it is. Now I got an attitude.
I don't even care. Go take them into the hallway or take them in your office and talk to them. But call them out because they're the one that's ruined it for everybody.
Right, because we're often going to stone them because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have to have a staff
meeting.
Entire
meeting. An entire, we had one about chemicals under the sinks, but it was locked. So we have to have like cleaner in our room.
Yeah.
And we couldn't have it, but I didn't have a place to put it. So I was like, I'm going to put it in a locked cabinet, like a key, not a key. And so we had an entire staff meeting about, I know we talked to you guys about this a couple weeks ago, but some of you guys still have, I knew I was the only one. I said, I know that's me. I'm so sorry. I don't know where else to put it. I'll find a spot for it. They had no idea what to talk about for the rest of the meeting because they had these bullet points of what they're going to say because they didn't think I was going to call myself out. I'm going to. Now that we have 20 minutes now, can we go back to our classrooms? Because it was my bad.
And every other teacher in that school was probably like,
thank you. We had an entire staff meeting. So I guess what happened, and I still don't know which teacher, but I know who knows which teacher. But so I guess, you know, during their planning period, they left the school to go run some errands. Mm-hmm. And like, I know every school has like different policies about
that. Yeah, we can't leave
like,
during school.
I don't have an opinion on it. Like, it's not my business. Like, whatever.
I can't if I sign out.
But
it has to be on your planning.
You're supposed to, our policy
you
is
to let them know
to
you're leaving
out.
The building so they don't call for you if there's an emergency.
Our policy is that you're supposed to sign out, you know, like, whatever. So this teacher did not sign out and they called his room or her, whoever, they called their room to ask them a question and they weren't there. And so, like, instead of calling... Like, yes, they could have called, like, the cell phone, but they had an entire staff meeting on how you're supposed to sign out before leaving campus.
How did they even know he was gone, though? Just because he wasn't in his room doesn't mean he was gone.
No right. idea. No
because,
idea.
Because, baby, I ain't never in my room. I'm a social butterfly.
Oh, my gosh. Same.
I be bebopping all around my school to go say hey to everybody. Baby, I'm interrupting your planning time. You I ain't mean, getting no lesson.
We all know that 99.9% of staff meetings can be an email.
A thousand percent. Yes. And I will sit there and complain about you. Wait, I had to stay at school from 3:30 to 5:30 for this meeting. But you know what Tell does? He walks into a teacher's room and we accidentally get going and we talk until 6. I never complained about staying there until 6. But a staff meeting at 5:30,
the principle of the matter.
It is the principle that was my time of complaining.
But then they turn around and send the whole meeting in an email.
Right.
Yeah.
Which means just to recap the meeting we just had, word for word verbatim with slides, and I recorded it as well. Here you go.
You know what's the most annoying part? And this always made me angry, even though like it applied to me, but I never used it, is the fact that like, I don't know how it is at lower grades, but like high school coaches could miss the meeting.
Oh, of course they
and
could.
And they could just get like the
I
emails.
Can't stand
and
I'm just
that.
Like, boo. I'm
can't stand everyone. That.
You know,
get
when I disagree
email.
With someone, I'm just gonna start booing that. It all yeah. the time. Like boo. But like I'm sorry. If you have to if I have to sit through this meeting, so do you. Your practice can wait it. 10 minutes.
Well, we all know y'all do the least amount of work anyway, so at least you could do a sit through staff meeting. I don't even care who mad about that.
That's why you guys have team captains.
Listen, I'm not trying to drag anyone down, okay?
I dragged them because I'm mad.
I'm not trying to drag anyone down. But like, okay, for example, I coach high school speech and debate, mm-hmm. and I have been coaching for 10 years. My season goes from September until March. I coach 2 to 4 hours a week, that's and then amazing. All day on Saturday at tournaments.
Right.
I make $1,200 a season. Mm-hmm. That's it, a season.
Right.
But what
football
if you win?
Coaches, like the quarterback coach at the local high school of mine.
They got a quarterback coach?
Yeah, they have one coach for like quarterback, and he makes like
how many
nine
quarterbacks
grand.
You got can you have
nine
on the field?
Grand.
Something like that. Oh yeah, he makes nice money, and I'm not saying don't give him that money. I'm saying pay me for the work I'm doing.
Right.
He's gonna work with one kid for 3 months, and he gets 9,000. You know what?
You must be at a big. Oh, you're not at a big school.
Are they hiring?
Not my district. My school I went to. Like my high school.
Are they hiring?
Can you?
Can you teach quarterbacks how to throw the ball?
Oh,
I'm very small. I could be the ball. Like,
okay. Any schools out there need a football? Becca is available.
Okay, but like,
I know some coaches are gonna get mad. So you know, I always got to rectify what I said. There are some coaches that don't do any work. Okay. I have a really close friend that is a coach, and she does all the work. So them coaches out there that y'all, you know what I'm saying, y'all don't do no work. I'm talking to you. Them coaches out there. Did do your job. Shout out to you.
Yes, absolutely.
That goes without saying for everything we say. You know, if we're calling out a group of people, there's an opposite group of people that's doing an amazing job.
If you feel offended, my experience, because it'd be hurting my feelings. I'm like, bruh, how you gonna say, make sure you come get your kids from PE on time. Bruh, you've been sitting here on your butt for the whole entire day. I'm out here slumming. Shut up. You're sitting here reading a book for 8 hours. Your kids in the bleachers fighting. You ain't even see them.
It's probably mostly going to be listeners that have like a major crazy. Problem with anything they say. That's who we're talking about.
Man, the people who like feel very called out. They just always made me so mad. I was like, dang. Like my kids when they come back from PE or they come back from like basketball practice or something, like, they be so crazy. I'm like, what did y'all do in PE? They come back from PE ready to fight. They come back from PE, somebody crying because ain't nobody passing them the ball during basketball. They come back from PE because the coaches weren't paying attention. They was on their phones.
My PE teacher this past week, the kids in my school, we go to PE one day a week just because of the way our schedule is.
Yeah.
But they actually played the Olympics this past week.
Adorable.
I was like, that is cute.
That is cute.
They played the Olympics.
Tell actually reminded me of something. And I like, it just didn't even, it's not a memory that I held on to, but you really reminded me. And it makes me laugh every time I think about it now. When we were at home, like completely, when school shut down for COVID, you know, I did all of my staff meetings, obviously, at home. And y'all that know me know how much, like, I love to crap on my old principal because he was such a terrible leader.
He was really mean.
But, like, I'll never forget Avery coming out of his office because he also started working from home as
Avery's
a state attorney.
Husband.
That, yeah.
Avery, I thought you meant goes, Avery was coming out of the principal's office.
No, Avery was coming
what
out
you?
Of his office, like,
what you
like in our house. And just looked at me, he goes, what are you listening to? And I looked at him and I like muted and I was like, why? And he goes, whoever's talking is the stupidest person I've ever heard in my life.
Ouch.
And I was like, that's my principal. And he goes, Oh, okay.
You got dissed by Captain PJs.
Okay, if you don't know, y'all don't know Avery, Becca's husband, but I literally don't think I've ever seen Avery in anything other than pajamas.
That's the thing.
And a t-shirt. The first time I met Avery,
he was... also says the same thing.
Yeah, the first time I met Avery, Orlando, he was in
the hotel lobby with pajama pants on.
I thought he just came down because it was
morning.
And this
dude's a lawyer.
Yeah, he had a softball game, but that's what he wears.
PJs all day.
Business on the top.
Business.
No, like, it's a thing. We do Mindell family Zooms every Monday, and every week, to no fail, my grandmother will ask, is he wearing a shirt and PJs, or is he just in PJs? I'm like, she's from Poland. I'm not doing a very good Polish accent. I'm so sorry.
That was terrible.
Fun Polish.
Sorry, Softa. I could never do a Polish accent. I love you so much. I'm not doing very good with your accent right now. But that's every week. That's the question. Pajamas. Is he wearing a shirt and does he have on pajama pants?
The reality
and the answer is always no, yes.
Right?
I'm just jealous. Right. That's the reality of the matter.
Of wearing pajamas every day? I know.
You know what I don't like? Let's circle back to the staff meeting.
Table it, circle back.
The teacher did ask one more question.
Stoning
somebody was still legal.
The rage that comes over. So one more question. And then it conversation after that about
right.
it.
Right. And then they say one more question, but then they turn around and ask four more questions.
Because you see everyone getting ready and packing up and going, and then they say one more question.
And it's always a question that only pertains to them.
Or they want
to
call everyone else that. Some people aren't in the microwave when they're done, ma'am.
Or the ones that asks a question after everything.
Yeah, I can't stand that either.
Like, the answer was blatantly in there.
I'm not saying you can't ask questions.
Right, ask questions.
But like, write down a list and then ask them all at once in an email.
Right.
Right. So that you can get the answers you need.
Right. Or stay after everybody's dismissed.
Right. If your question doesn't pertain to everyone else, you don't need to be holding up the entire rest of the room.
But then you also have those people who, like, they're going to find a problem with everything that they do. So my I remember specifically we're talking about evaluations and how to do this new assessment. It was the KRT, the kindergarten readiness test that we had to give every student. And it explicitly said, you have to use a black pen. You have to use it. Can we use a blue pen?
Oh my god!
This woman, I sat there.
Wait, what is it you always say? They can't follow.
Can't follow simple instructions.
And so my sister at the time was also teaching at the school. And I looked at her. I said, if she asks another question about the pen, I'm sweating because it kept coming up. We passed it. We're done. So I like to color coat my thing. So can I use like a color coat, like maybe gel pens? And they're like, you can use a black pen. I think it's done. And I look at Kim. I'm like, oh my gosh, I think we're good now.
She says anything else.
Can we use like a felt pen?
Why is the pen that big of a deal?
It wasn't, but it was the thing that they're going to find something wrong and tell you why. Well, you know, that's just not best practice because I can't see them what is English and what is math and what is...
Bro, be quiet.
I'm not two weeks of meetings during summer in a hot gym and we want to go and you want to talk, argue about pen color, ma'am, not for me.
And then it turns into like 15 more minutes and it's like, bro, I'm hungry. I ate lunch at 10:30 a.m.
Right.
And then you always know that every school has to have one. So if that teacher moves or transfers or retires, someone else has to step up.
When one supreme fades, the next one rises.
My thing is
it's like a phoenix.
Yeah. She rises from the ashes.
Like, good.
Hopefully not the ashes the kids been planting.
Oh, we clearly all spent too much time with each other.
Whose ashes are those?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, can we please go? My stomach is in my back right now and I'm starving. I need to eat something. Y'all got about 2 minutes before I turn into a completely different person. I'm hungry.
See, there are some of those staff meetings that bring out the worst in people. Someone sent me one story. It was absolutely insane that there was a full-on brawl that broke out. Like,
I believe
actual
that.
Like they got the fight?
Fist fight. Yes.
I believe that.
Because there was one department, she didn't specify which department, one department requested, you know, like coffee things, like some kind of like, you know, caffeinated something in the
teacher's
lounge.
You're not about to tell me they got in a brawl over coffee.
Wait. It was approved while the math department was still getting denied for calculators that worked.
Listen.
I would brawl over coffee.
But here's the thing. A coffee maker is like, if you get a real fancy one,
that works for everybody.
A couple hundred dollars. Yeah. Calculators are not a couple hundred dollars. Those are thousands of dollars for that.
Absolutely.
So, and what is more important, that children learn or that I'm caffeinated? Because I'm pretty sure it's the coffee for me.
That's not where I thought you were going with that. I agree with you.
Children are our future. And I'm like, no, they caffeine. Can. You know what? There's pen and paper for a reason. Have them do the calculations on the paper. I need coffee.
Oh my God.
See, I just can't, like, I don't know. Like, I guess it's because in social studies, you know, we don't need a globe. You can look up a map on whatever and post it on the thing. So, like, I can't imagine getting in a fist. Like, I would be the one that's just sitting there with my phone recording.
I want that.
Oh, I would, 100%.
Staff meetings, extreme.
You know what I could see somebody getting into a fight over? Their copy machine code.
We get codes?
Yeah, you can't make a copy. Like,
mine is
you can't
my
just
badge.
Go. Yeah, you
scan
can't.
Your badge.
Oh, you scan. Yeah, we have a code.
What?
Like, somebody stole somebody's copy machine code and made thousands of copies under their name, and they only had a certain limit that they could do.
I think that's so. Okay, hold on.
They got fired.
That's a whole nother thing I could go on about. Why are you limiting the amount of copies a teacher can make?
Some school districts do that. They limit.
And like, unless you got a teacher that's literally copying textbooks front to back. They're making copies for the dang
for
kids
classes,
to use.
Yes.
So let them make as many freaking
copies
as they need.
Some of them have to buy their own paper.
No, I'm just so scared to tell you this.
What? Taylor, if you say you stole somebody's copy machine code. We
each Head Start room gets their own copy machine.
What?
I say, I'm teaching preschool. Wait, no, they vomed on your shoes.
Like a big one or a small one?
It's like an HP. It's like this big. It's not it's not a computer. It's a standalone printer. It's not a computer. Printer.
I literally thought you were about to say you stole somebody's copy
and
code.
Not only that, but then
take a printer in my room.
They have to spend the money a specific way. And when you write a grant, they'll give you quite a bit. When I tell you guys, I had drawers full of computer paper to the point at the end of the year. I'm not exaggerating when I say I probably had four boxes full
of
computer
paper. Are you why there's
paper.
Such a shortage?
No, they just kept giving it to us. I would take it to the school because, like, we got funding from the Head Start program and the school got it from the state and everything. So they'd be like, Tell, do you have any computer paper? Like, I have you covered.
I got paper.
Like, I
need a corner store for paper.
I can see Tella on the streets, like, opening a trench coat.
I got some paper.
You need paper.
Yeah. You need some glue or scissors.
You need some regular printer paper. Right. You need that cardstock.
Right. Oh, when I taught India, those principals loved me because they were like, they got funding differently than we did. So they were like, it sucks. We're out of construction paper. I'm like, are you? And I'm like, 4,000 sheets of green construction paper.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
That's me. I'd be coming to your room because I did not put in my list of requisitions last year by accident because I didn't know that they make one order from like a specific vendor and they bring in all bunch of supplies. So like I legit had nothing and I was like, I go across the hall to my one friend and I'm like, hey, do you have any white 18x12 paper? I need that for a project. And she like opens up her whole cabinet. She's like, you didn't get order
any?
That I'm
sucks.
Like, no,
oh,
I suck.
But like, you should, I feel, and then there's meetings about it, about turning in your stuff. And then there's meetings about like, people are using too much toilet paper. Like, I was just like,
you
we don't
hear
need
this?
This.
You don't need too much toilet
So paper. At my old school, they would literally lock up.
This old school.
Listen, it was awful. I almost got put on anxiety meds for this place. So
she
I'm
feels
talk
the
about
way
it.
About her old school as I do about my old principal. So it's okay. I'm here for
they
it.
They used to literally lock all of the supplies in a cabinet and the secretary, the head secretary had the key.
Out.
And so like I walked down the one day and I never really asked for anything. I went and said, hey, can I have a box of pencils? Like I have second graders. They eat them. So so she goes, well, and this was October. She goes, well, I can give you this box, but after that, I can't give you any more. You've reached your limit for the year, your budget, your class budget. I said, wait a minute. I only ever asked for one other box of pencils. What's my budget? And she's like, well, it's $10 per classroom.
What?
Per year.
Wait, hold on.
$10 per pencil budget?
No.
$10
for any supplies.
Oh. I know you're joking.
I am not joking. That is legit.
How can a
what
teacher only
me?
Have $10 worth $10? Of supplies?
Oh, this is why we pay for everything.
At my new school,
Lauren,
they give me $250.
I just never had to ask.
$10?
$10 for 25 students.
Y'all, we got monthly deliveries of everything we needed. This is insane to me.
Oh my God.
That's like unbelievable to me.
That is 100% true. I am not even exaggerating.
But you had teachers that were, you guys would like help each other out. Like if a teacher like ordered a bunch of paper, you could go.
No, at that school.
$10? Oh, but the new one.
Get no, at that school we could put in a list, but we weren't guaranteed to get everything we wanted.
I'm still on the $10.
I mean, yeah, that makes $10. Sense to me. Out of hearing how many teachers buy their own
They buy their
stuff.
Own, yeah.
Oh, I get that, totally.
That could be a whole episode in and
it
of itself.
It really could, because some teachers don't have
a classroom.
Right.
The amount of money that some teachers don't.
Especially elementary. Like high school, you could get away with not buying a bunch of stuff.
Because they need like paper pencils.
No offense. Yeah. Like you can.
I think
it'll be
different.
Bare bones. Yeah. Right. It'll be bare bones, but you could get away with and teach what you got to teach.
Middle school too. Middle school too.
But elementary, right. You cannot do that.
Right.
Because for the most part, if you go, like, and schools do this, and like, if you go, if your principal or anyone goes and they're middle school and high school and they're going to Staples or Walmart or something at the beginning of the school year, you can get reams of paper for $1. I mean, thousands of pieces of paper and pencils. And that's really what they need.
Like 50 cents.
Yeah, that's really what they need. Oh, in Indiana, I think they're like 5 cents or like a cent or something like that, because we would get like boxes of them.
Yeah, pallets,
so, like, that's fine for those, but like, I have never seen Crayola crayons for 5 cents.
No,
and they require it. And they're like, it has to be the 16 one with this color blue and this purple for this thing. And I'm like, this is too much.
And see,
like,
I thought I spent a lot of money as a middle school teacher, but now you make me think about how much money elementary teachers be spending.
I can go on for like my first year teaching. No joke. I'm not exaggerating, because I keep it real.
$2,000.
Oh, yeah, oh my god!
And I was dumb.
Because we don't have anything that you've had
nothing.
Before.
I could show you pictures of what my classroom looked like when I walked in and what I stocked it with.
Yep.
$2,000.
And you can only write like $250 of that off on your taxes.
Exactly.
You stupid.
I don't think you can even do that anymore.
That is stupid to say teachers can only write $250 off on their taxes.
That's not even a thing anymore. I didn't think.
I don't think that we can do any now.
No, really? They took that away. Dang. Yeah, it's nothing.
So they don't want no teachers no more.
This is why, like, I respected so many TikTok teachers who were like, I'm a teacher, I teach this, and I don't spend a single cent in my classroom. I'm like, good for you.
No, and my husband is the first one to call me out on that. And like, and I will say, because I CEO class parties, I put on parties for my kids. Amazing. I am not ashamed to say that. I know I spend my own money.
Parties.
But there are also, you also have to understand that I do a lot of sponsorships also. So sometimes I'm sponsored by different companies to use their supplies in the parties. So what you see isn't always just me purchasing a lot of stuff.
Right.
So I am not by any means saying if you don't go out and spend hundreds or thousands of dollars on your students that you're not a good teacher. Absolutely not.
No teacher would ever say that to another teacher.
I'm ridiculous.
Because it's not even ridiculous. There's pressure on teachers.
Right.
So you just
pressure on
teachers. And my husband, he's like, you've got to stop doing that, because it's never going to get any better until every single teacher stops spending money on classrooms and administration and state legislature. They understand, it's bad. Like, we don't give them anything.
Right. Yeah.
No.
Because they're not going to do it, thinks they know.
Right. So I love when you do like the new question alert.
Yeah, I was getting it ready.
I saw you with your phone out.
I'm sitting here waiting. I'm like, okay. So I asked, what was today's ridiculous staff meeting about? So let me go to my comments.
I'm so excited.
I really hope these are real.
I love them.
I guarantee you will be able to tell if they are.
Well, you could tell which ones are from teachers.
I love it.
So this one, obviously, we talked about HQSD for OTES 2.0. Not exciting at all.
Which is a highly qualified
status, like being a highly qualified teacher.
Bro, they be making up these acronyms.
And OTES is the Ohio Teacher Evaluation System.
That's a lot of letters that don't spell word.
It's a lot of letters.
Well, we know teaching is all acronyms.
Yeah, that's an LMNO.
I'm going to be completely honest. You explained what those acronyms were. I did not hear a word of that.
I don't understand. So this one, the staff meeting was about who the imposter was, because they were all playing Among Us.
That's a kid. 100%.
Hey, I would go to that staff.
I would too.
You want some team building? There you go.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
How to fix the hole in the wall from the Kool-Aid man.
My mind went to so many places. I'm like, schools have Kool-Aid mans? Like, you guys, like, oh my god. So we had a water guy that came.
For a split second, I genuinely was like, the hole in the wall. Oh, okay.
I thought they were asking us to fix a hole.
Everyone took me on a journey there.
My mom's a teacher, and she had to learn about using a bell and a gong for mental health stuff. Which I know that. And like for a lot of like PBIS. For like Zen stuff. Dong. Like teachers will have like a chime, and they hit the chime to get their students' attention, and they have to like be silent until the end of the sound. It's actually a good technique, but it's like, you know, sit there and listen to that in a PD. You're like, oh my God. Okay, so hit chime. Like, all right.
I could have read an instruction manual. Right. I have to say.
Take out mallet. Two sentences. Right. Hit chime. Done.
Like, great.
A whole meeting?
A whole meeting.
And you know someone had a question.
This one. Absolutely nothing. 45 minutes of nonstop complaining about the schedule.
That's a teacher.
That,
that's
those are the ones that get me.
Correct.
Why have we all sat through a meeting like that?
Because we sat through the meeting like that and we were upset about it, but then we would do that in the parking lot with four other teachers for 45 minutes and have the same meeting,
it's
but fine.
It's the after party meeting.
It's the after party.
After party meeting.
I love that.
Cutting laminate for the whole school's new curriculum. Can you imagine having a whole staff meeting just to cut out lamination?
And the worst part is you know it's a teacher because kids have no idea what that
is. Yeah, right.
That's true. That's true.
Oh,
that's
my
true.
Goodness.
And then this one, the school pizza not being hot.
As a kid. I can't tell if that's how
pizza. I don't know. I can see the ministry from down.
It could be either or. Oh, yeah. Holy
I literally,
moly.
New question alert might be my favorite
I love
segment
it so
of
much.
It's so cute.
Like,
really?
I think it's so fun.
I love it because I'm like on the edge of my seat trying to like
figure out.
Waiting to hear what they said.
And it's fun to figure out like what's a kid, what's an adult. Oh, that yeah.
Right. And they're creative. Yeah. They're
and
creative.
You find, like I don't get as many obviously on Instagram because you know the questions box is not as prominent as like posting a TikTok.
Right.
Like when I get TikToks for question alerts, like I'm literally scrolling through like 12,000 comments.
Right. That is
so
insane.
At one point, like when I first started the series and it was like at its height. I would have like anywhere from like 20 to 50,000 comments on a video.
Absolutely.
So at one point I would just go swipe, 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 swipe.
Right.
This one. And like, because it's like, how are you supposed to read through those to find the good ones?
So here's what you do. You like wait a couple
until
days
people like them.
And then you see like which ones are the top liked.
To the
that's
top.
True.
Oh, this
that's
one
true.
Is must be good.
I picked a lot of the top liked ones, but like for the most part, because I don't want any good ones to get buried. So I would like scroll.
Yeah, and it's like with that many comments, there's no way for them not to get buried.
Right.
Holy moly.
But anyway.
Wow.
So funny.
That was interesting.
Yes. We had so much fun talking about staff meetings and sharing stories and talking about our experiences. And of course, as always, we hope that you had as much fun with us as we're having with you.
Don't forget to drop in the comments any other kinds of episodes that you want to hear from us.
Please tell us.
We might think of stuff on our own, but you guys give us some really great topics to talk about.
We want to know, you know, this is obviously like, you know, that we film in batches. We want to know what you want to start seeing from our next episodes, like what you want us to talk about, what you think would be really interesting, what stories you want us to share. I mean, obviously we're here for you guys.
And if you follow us on other social media platforms, you can also message to us on Instagram.
Absolutely.
Because Teachers Off Duty has an Instagram, you know, page, and so you can message
them. Make sure you go follow us on all those too, because they'd be blown up.
Yeah,
and follow my
really
YouTube.
Awesome.
Honest Teacher Vibes.
We love you guys. We really appreciate you guys, and we hope you have a fabulous rest of your week.
Bye, best friends.